But first today to the Prime Minister's announcement of two key diplomatic appointments. Kevin Rudd surprised few when he named the former federal Labor leader Kim Beazley as Australia's next ambassador to the United States. But he did raise a few eyebrows when he announced a new job for the former coalition leader Brendan Nelson, who gave his last speech to Parliament only yesterday. In Parliament this morning, the Prime Minister announced that Dr. Nelson will shortly become Australia's ambassador to the European Union and will also be the country's special representative to NATO. In Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
Kevin Rudd exited his office for a press conference this morning with Kim Beazley and Brendan Nelson by his side.
These two men have represented Australia at the highest level. Both have been defence ministers in the cabinet, both have led their parties, and both have earned the respect and the trust of the Australian people.
The Prime Minister has announced that Kim Beazley is off to Washington, filling the spot that will be left vacant by the current ambassador, Dennis Richardson, who will be taking over as head of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade later this year.
Our interests with the United States are broad and they are deep and they extend back many, many decades. A relationship which has earned the support of both sides of Australian politics, in times of war and in times of peace. And therefore, I am delighted that Kim Beazley, given his distinguished career, has accepted this appointment.
Kim Beazley exited the political stage in 2007. Mr. Beazley was the leader of the opposition from 1996 until 2001 and from 2005 until 2006. He was defeated for the leadership by Kevin Rudd in November of that year. Now Kevin Rudd is giving him something back.
Firstly, Prime Minister, can I thank you and your Foreign Minister for the enormous honour that you've done me in presenting me with this challenge in public life to be Ambassador to the United States. I can't think of anything that I would rather do.
Kim Beazley says it will be a tough job.
I had not realised until this morning that Brendan was about to join me, and I do congratulate him. He has got a multiplicity of jobs. I have one. This is just about the toughest ambassadorial job that we have. China, I suppose, is up there with it.
Mr. Beazley is well known for his knowledge of American history and politics, something that he's studied for most of his adult life. It's an appointment that isn't surprising and will be widely welcomed. The second appointment did come as a surprise.
Today I'll also be asking the Governor-General to approve the appointment of Brendan Nelson as Australia's next ambassador to the European communities, as Australia's representative to the North Atlantic Treaty Organisation, as Australia's special representative to the World Health Organisation, and as Australia's ambassador to Belgium and Luxembourg.
The timing of the appointment of Brendan Nelson does raise more questions. Just yesterday, he delivered his final speech to the federal parliament.
I said last night in my valedictory speech that it's always been the case for me to do whatever I can in terms of public service, and I didn't expect this offer to be made. It's one that I accept with a great sense of honour, and I will do my utmost to represent Australia's best interests.
The Prime Minister says appointing Brendan Nelson to be Australia's ambassador in Brussels is the right move.
Brendan indicated some time ago that he was going to leave the Parliament before the next election, and subsequent to that we spoke to him about this possibility. But given in particular the challenges that lie ahead for us all in Afghanistan and our partners in NATO, having a representative in Brussels who is a former defence minister and who knows the political and policy terrain on Afghanistan well, I'm delighted that Brendan has accepted that invitation.
Kim Beazley's appointment is particularly timing ahead of Kevin Rudd's visit to the United States for the G20 summit and less than a week after the United States administration announced its new ambassador to Australia after an 8-month vacancy. Both Mr. Beazley and Dr. Nelson will take up their posts in February next year.
Samantha Hawley in Canberra.